I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Major protests that began mid-December in Sudan continue this week. People are tired of living in starvation mode, and they're calling for a change of leadership. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says President Omar al-Bashir has been in power since 1989.
Regimes like this are very good at self-preservation through repression. That being said, it is possible that we could see governmental change there.
According to Open Doors, Sudan is one of the top 10 worst places in the world to be a Christian, and the government is a primary source of persecution. But when national security forces are distracted by the protesters,
the focus is on other things rather than the harassment and persecution of Christians at present. So that's one way in which these protests might be, in some small way, a respite for the Christian community in Sudan.
Keep praying that believers will remain bold in their faith. And are you a teacher? Have you ever wanted to really roll up your sleeves and get involved in missions? Brian B. Hall has an opportunity for you. He works with Mission Aviation Fellowship's Mobilization Department.
We used to be called Recruiting, and some of us within the department agitated to change the name to Mobilization, because Recruiting has the sense of bringing people in, and Mobilization has the idea of sending people out.
It might seem strange for an organization mostly concerned with planes to be looking for teachers, but Bihal says teachers are some of the hardest workers to find.
I tell people, I don't look for pilots, they come find me. I look for mechanics, but I'll drive across the country looking for a teacher.
So if teaching is your thing, would you pray about this opportunity? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.